We've got Rohit Kulkarni, MKM Partners Managing Director, Internet and Capital Markets. And Rohit, it's certainly good to have you on this day when I think a lot of investors are trying to make sense of these numbers. There's a number of threads that came out of that earnings call, obviously slowing user growth, the competition coming from TikTok. And then, of course, the big concern investors have been flagging for a while, which is the declines in ad sales coming from Apple's privacy features. What stood out to you the most? What do you see as the biggest long-term risk for the company?
Hey, thanks for having me. And a lot of negative surprises yesterday. I think users was something that was the most biggest negative surprise, in my opinion, although they are kind of saturated in key markets that account for more than 70% of their revenues. But users declining in growing markets, that's a bit of a bigger yellow flag, in my opinion. Whether that's competition or macro factors, we need to see greater evidence for that. And secondly, I think just the revenue headwind, there are various factors that's leading to the revenue headwind. There is macro, supply chain, inflation, commerce related. Then there is micro ecosystem, Apple and Google making changes. And then there are self-inflicted changes, be it consumer behavior or competition. So the revenue headwinds, some of them are fleeting, some of them are permanent. So I think user growth and permanent revenue headwinds, these are the two things to monitor here. And that's why the stock is down where it is. It's overall, last point on this, and then we can move on, is 22 seems like a much bigger transition year for Facebook now than what we thought heading into earnings. We knew that they are changing the name of the company. They are breaking up more revenue segments. We are going to get Meta versus Facebook and so on and so forth. But hearing from management, their priorities and the investment plans and all those things, I think 22 is just a very big transition year for Facebook. So you need to have that leap of faith, look beyond, say, August of this year to essentially get better comfort as to where Facebook would land from this current various degrees of headwinds that they're facing.
Hey, Rohit, Brian Chung here. I wanted to ask just about your price target. You've got a $365 price target, which presents a considerable upside, especially after the big drop to around $240 that we have today. We've seen a number of others on Wall Street reprice where they could see Facebook going. There's been 20 firms, I believe, is the count, cutting price targets for the company formerly known as Facebook. Wondering how you justify, despite those revenue headwinds you were just describing, that $365 price target that you have.
So mathematically, Facebook remains a cheap stock and remains a very profitable company. So getting to an upside price target, in my opinion, is not a big bit of a stretch. We are applying just a 20 times earnings multiple on our 23 earnings estimate, which came down 10-15%. So we are applying a lower multiple, we are reducing our earnings estimate, and that's how we came to $365, 20 times about $17 per share. That also implies a much cheaper valuation when you take out the cash. And when, if you assume that the cash burning part, which is the metaverse, is also treated as just a one-time thing. But 20 times next year's earnings is something that we feel comfortable with. Facebook may not get out of this down rating anytime soon until we see evidence of user growth and revenue headwinds, or both. As in, we need to see both for it to get back to more than 325, but near term, we need to see at least one, user growth or revenue acceleration.
So let's pick up on that user growth, because you flagged that as a big concern. I mean, there is an argument to be made that when you've got a platform of nearly 3 billion people, at some point, you're going to hit the ceiling, right? But yesterday, we also heard Mark Zuckerberg talk about TikTok a lot, probably the most he's mentioned it on an earnings call, specifically talking about the competition. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
The thing that is somewhat unique here is that TikTok is so big as a competitor already and also continues to grow at quite a fast rate off of a off of a very large base. And so that you know, to the question that was asked before around is there anything that's going to make it so that we it takes us longer to kind of get to where we want on this? It is that, you know, even though we're compounding extremely quickly, that's we also have a competitor that is compounding at a pretty quick rate too.
Rohit, it's worth mentioning that TikTok has its own challenges, potential additional investigations coming from the U.S. government into Chinese apps. And yet, when you're talking about a company like Meta that has said the future is not just in the metaverse, but in the medium term, in reels and short form video, how big of a concern is it for you, the fact that Mark Zuckerberg is talking about the competition from TikTok in the very area that Meta has said they want to double down on?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you read between the lines and kind of peel back the onion a little bit, I think it is more about TikTok targeting 18 to 29 year olds. I think overall, if you look at user growth and user base, Facebook is probably 3 times bigger than TikTok globally. But when you peel back the onion from the consumer demographic, I feel where they are currently losing is the 18 to 29 year old demographic, which TikTok seems to be winning very, very rapidly and accelerating its lead. So if you fast forward that 3 to 5 years from now, that presents a very, very big challenge for a company like Facebook that needs to maintain its user base and keep on attracting new users who are mobile friendly, mobile first, and mobile only. So that I feel that's where TikTok presents a bigger challenge. We haven't seen that yet in the numbers. Perhaps 4Q was the first time we saw that in the numbers. And that's the bigger worry right now on the stock. It's a wall of worry that the company needs to climb if they are going to succeed in this competition for this 18 to 29 year old demographic. They need to win against TikTok, and that's the North Star right now.
The one other big bet long-term for the company is, of course, the metaverse. It's the reason why they changed the name to Meta. And yet on this call, it was the first time we saw the breakout of Reality Labs, a $10 billion loss last year. And Mark Zuckerberg seemed to be a little cautious to say, look, this is a long-term project. They've talked about 10 to 15 years down the line. How do you think investors should be looking at this particular segment as a driver for the company when so much of the public focus has kind of shifted in that direction?
From an investment community standpoint, I think it's purely a moonshot. It is 10 years out. The earliest evidence of any economic value towards Facebook, which is already a very large company, I would be very surprised if they start showing any evidence of that in the next, call it, 3 years or so. So for now, I think over the next 2 to 3 years, all we are going to see is headlines and product progress and ecosystem buildouts. There won't be any economic value associated to it or any growth in that, in my opinion, from either bullish or bearish investors. If they start burning a lot of cash on that without adding any economic value, that would just give some fire to the bearish investors. But until then, I think all they need to do is show progress in terms of containing the cash burn and containing the headlines around Metaverse. They have a bigger problem on their hands in the family of apps, where they have significantly under-monetized a couple of apps there, WhatsApp and Messenger. WhatsApp is probably the second largest mobile app in the world, and after Facebook Core. So again, they need to show evidence that they can monetize more apps. They did that with Instagram, so that's something that we can believe that they can do. So the bigger problem in the next 12 to 18 months is how they can diversify their monetization and perhaps accelerate revenue growth in the core family of apps itself.
And then lastly here, I want to highlight another company that's been seeing a sell-off today, which is, of course, Snap, which didn't report yesterday. You could see shares down over 20% just today. So obviously, they're riding a little bit of the headline news as well about this issue with competition for eyeballs. How do you think the issues that we're seeing with Facebook, as highlighted in their earnings yesterday, spill over to other companies as well?
Snap has the greatest overlap. Be it, look at 3 or 4 pillars of overlap: the customer base, small and medium-sized businesses. Any changes that Apple made, if they hurt Facebook, they did also hurt Snap to the similar degree. And then the consumer demographic challenges. If Instagram or Facebook is facing challenges with TikTok, probably Snap is facing the same. So these are derivative implications on Snap that I feel are justified. The only kind of silver lining in there is We think Facebook overskews towards small and medium-sized businesses, whereas Snap has a slightly better mix of large and small businesses. And Facebook did say yesterday that, okay, small businesses are hurting on ad spend on Facebook, but large businesses are doing well. So if there is a silver lining here, that may be a positive surprise from Snap, that maybe, perhaps, that the way their customer mix is, they may see less worse results than what we saw from Facebook yesterday.